of the Lamb and thy throne. This is the greeting that the Muslim people exchange throughout the world whenever they meet one another or when they separate from one another. As-salam alaikum, to which the response is alaikum as-salam, in the Arabic language is translated, peace be unto you, and unto you be peace. As-salam alaikum, alaikum as-salam. Where could we find a more beautiful form of greeting than this used by the more than 500 million Muslims throughout the world? Where in the world did the Muslims find this greeting? If we search through the pages of Holy Scripture, beginning already in the book of Genesis and a few scattered references in the Old Testament, we will find that this was a greeting used by the people of God in the Hebrew language. Shalom Aleichem, very close to the cognate language in Arabic. Until the Muslims had learned it from the Middle Eastern association between the Arabs and the Hebrews. But the most significant usage of this greeting is found in our text that was just read to us. When Jesus made his first post-resurrection appearance to his disciples, when he came into the room in a miraculous manner where the door was closed and spoke unto his disciples who were filled with fear and doubt and uncertainty, these words must have sounded like music to their ears. He came into their midst and said, Salam alaikum, shalom alaikum, peace be unto you. And we read in our text that then he showed unto them his hands and his side, then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. They were glad because they knew that this greeting that he brought to them was not just an idle, mechanical greeting of some type, but that it was the message that they now had peace with God. He showed them what this peace had cost by his crucifixion, where the nails had pierced his hands, where the spear had pierced his side. He had given his life to make this peace possible. And we too are glad that we have heard this Easter message of peace between God and man through the suffering and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And how richly we hear this message over and over again in our Lutheran worship, in our baptismal ceremony, in our sacrament of Holy Communion, we leave the altar with the word of peace ringing in our ears. This is that loaded word that contains all we need to know for our salvation in its full Old Testament and New Testament background. This word of peace, the message of peace that we have received so richly in our Easter message. This is only the first part of the story, the first part of the text, because after Jesus had showed them his hands and his side, Jesus said to them again, As-salam alaikum, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. We have received the message of peace. Now we have been given the mission of peace, to share this message of peace with all men throughout the world. And as we look just briefly this morning at how the Church has fulfilled this peace mission among the Muslims, we find that in over 1,400 years of contact with the Muslim people, it has usually been a message of war, bloodshed, hatred, fighting, rejection. And in the particular field where I've been working for the past 16 years among the Muslims of southern Mindanao and the Philippines, For over 400 years, the Muslims have only known the Christians as their enemies. And still today, there is a small feeding war going on in that area that is often classified as a Muslim-Christian war. In other words, the mission of peace among the Muslims has not yet been carried out. There's a tremendous amount of work to be done to share with them the meaning of this. And this is fraught not only with these historical problems of relationships between Muslims and Christians, but with the theological problems that exist between Islam and the Church. Because the Muslims believe that although Christ was a great man, a perfect man, a sinless man, a man born of a virgin, he was not crucified. There's a verse in the Quran that says, it only appeared that they killed him. And the Muslims interpret this to mean that Jesus escaped crucifixion, that he was miraculously rescued by God and taken into heaven, and there he will remain until the judgment of this world. Then he will come back to the world and destroy all Christian churches. He has preserved the religion of God, destroy all the crosses that the Christians bow down and worship to, and then he will be made and have children and be buried in the greatest possible place of honor, his death, next to the Prophet Muhammad in Arabia. How do you like the Muslim story of Good Friday? Think what that does to our Christian message of Easter. It takes the heart right out of the gospel. No crucifixion, no resurrection. No crucifixion, no resurrection, no peace with God between God and man and between man and man. And the Muslim only illustrates for us the importance and the difficulty of sharing this message of peace with all men throughout the world. But those who use this beautiful greeting know nothing of peace with God because they know nothing of God's love in Christ Jesus, and he died and rose again and brought this message to all. Think about your own peace mission. Why has God given you so richly this message of peace in your life? As the Father has sent me, so send I you. As the Father sent me to make this peace possible, so I send you to make this peace known. What a glorious privilege and awesome responsibility we have as we share this message of peace with all men. And what a tremendous power we have behind us, because Christ also says, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Through Christ, we have been given this awesome power to forgive and retain sins, to go forth into the world with the message of repentance and remission of sins. And we have been promised the same Holy Spirit that was given to the early church as they went out and made this Easter message of peace known to all men. We can be assured that no matter where God sends us in his world today, that we are sent as messengers of peace, that we are members of the peace corps, the eternal peace corps, and that we have a message of God's peace that passes all understanding to give to all men. As-salam alaykum, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.